Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Allison Bonanno.
Joseph Crapo.
Deborah Earl.
Matt Schriever.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about any items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes for April 8th, 2025?
I move that we approve the minutes as noted.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And approval of the agenda for April 29th, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Okay, we approve the agenda for today.
Aye.
Aye.
Informational items, announcements of upcoming county or community events, meetings, and events.
Evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I'm the liaison for Commissioner April Becker. Just one thing to announce, we're going to have croissants with the commish on May 31st, right here in this room, from 9:30 to 11. So feel free to come out and join the commissioner for some great baked goods from Wistful Thinking Cakes. She's going to be providing croissants. And if you haven't had the opportunity to meet her, please come out and do so that day. Otherwise, Clark County Fix It, if you have any issues, if you need to report any potential violations or anything, you can utilize the Clark County website and or app, take pictures, it'll assign a number for you and give you updates on anything that's happening. If you have any other questions, let me know. Thank you.
So just to reiterate, that was Saturday, May 31st?
Correct.
Okay.
Did you have a time?
9:30 to 11.
And then also on May 10th, Saturday, May 10th, is the Great Northwest Country Fest.
Exactly. Sorry,
which is a blast.
Yes, up in Lone Mountain Park.
May 10th?
So yes, that is
starts
on May 10th.
Starts at noon, I believe?
2 to 6.
Oh, 2 to yeah. 6.
You said May 10th?
That is Saturday, May 10th.
Okay. Saturday, May 10th.
Okay, two I'm going to edit that. 2 to 6.
Two to
why
six.
I had it as well.
It's supposed to be amazing. Free food, while supplies last.
Fantastic.
Barrel racing, all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything from planning and zoning? I assume not. We don't have one here. Okay. Let's start. VS 250157, Moore Family Trust and Moore Janine M. Trust vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Kevin Way and Campbell Road and between Stang Avenue and Craig Road within Lone Mountain.
Hi, my name is James Moore, M-O-O-R-E. I'm the owner of the property in question. I'm simply asking to vacate north portion, south portion of the property within what we understand the works is okay with. And then that's pretty much the extent of it to build a custom home out there.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Sir, did you want to add anything?
No, just the additional information, just looking to vacate the existing 33-foot easements on the northeast and south side of the property. And then we're proposing a 50-foot right-of-way on the south side and a 30-foot right-of-way on the east side on Kevin Road.
Okay, and can you state your name for the record? Spell your last name.
Colin McHale. McHale, M-C-H-A-L-E.
And your address?
7231 West Charleston.
Okay. I'm going to open it up to the public since we don't have any questions. So if you guys could take a seat. Thank you. Anyone from the public like to speak on this item?
It's a layout. Okay, name is Ben Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. We live at 4475 North Campbell Road. And trying to figure out what we're vacating and what we're doing. And then to further expand on it, does that mean these storage containers will finally go away? Because we're sick and tired of looking at them, so.
Okay.
Made my point, see you later.
Okay, so. Sure, so just as a general clarification, when they want to vacate and abandon the patent easement, so notice like Vegas is kind of laid out like a grid, right? And they don't know when they have designated certain areas as rural or residential or commercial or whatever. They don't know what's going to be built, how it's going to be built at the time. And so they allow for certain rights of way. So if you need to put electric or gas, sewer, anything of that nature, those areas can be utilized for that purpose. But in this case, they are building a custom home. They don't need, there's not any high density that's going to be there. They don't need any additional procurement of, you know, whatever they need to. Sorry, I'm not finding my words
they're
here.
They're not asking for any
yes.
additional waivers.
Yeah.
Just one home?
It's just one home. That's correct.
And how large is the lot?
That's not, how large is the lot?
Yeah, the lot is, after the easements are taken out, we're just over 1 acre.
Okay,
right.
So there's one house and 1 acre.
There'll be three different buildings, but yeah, that's basically one house attached.
Okay.
So what happens is that when you vacate and abandon those portions go back to the homeowner.
Okay.
And so it actually increases the size of their lot as well.
Okay.
So.
So is that so Kevin will go straight through and be paid then?
That's going to be it for a different discussion.
Yeah.
So, and we also, unfortunately, we can't have the two sides speaking with each other. So that's a different matter for here. We're just talking about vacating of a ban.
You can be our neighbor if you can talk.
You can certainly talk out there. That's perfect for you.
So, and I live right around the corner up on Port Apache, Red Coach. And I had an easement on my property, and I it was already abandoned before when I bought it, but I saw it, and I'm like, I panicked because it was right where my swimming pool is now, and I was afraid they were going to make me tear it out or whatever. The previous homeowner put it in, but they put it in so they could put a through road through there eventually, or a power line, like Allison said. So they're just kind of reserved spaces, so people can't build on those areas where they're going to put roadways and utility lines and things like that for future homeowners in the area. And so they're just reserved spaces. And right now they own the land. The space is no longer, they don't need that reservation for those utility lines and roadways. And so they're asking that the easement be abandoned.
Okay. Well, so,
yeah.
We did have one question if I could ask.
So let me close the public. I'm going to close discussion for the public. I'm going to go ahead and bring the applicant back on up. Come on up. Okay. Sorry, it's just official.
So we do have Kevin Wade. And Kevin Wade takes up the easement is about 33 feet on Kevin Wade. We've had some discussions with the county planners about seeing if we can vacate Kevin Wade altogether and keep it more as a horse trail and that type of thing. There's a slight chance that we could do that. Is that something, if we went after it, that you folks would be in agreement with?
Well, we can't make any kind of guarantees.
Right,
you would go
that.
And apply to the county and request that, and then it would come back here.
Correct.
And it would have to be heard by
the
neighbors. And if there is any kind of impediment that is imposed based upon you assuming that road and private vacating it,
right,
then that'll be heard at that time.
Okay. But
yeah.
I'm just curious if that would...
Short answer is we would look at that.
Look at
when
it.
The time
there
comes.
Wouldn't be one way or another. Okay, because we're kind of waiting whether it's worth the 6 months to go down that road or if it's not for us.
I would.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I need to know. My wife will be very happy. She's missing her extra 33 feet. Thank you. She likes the horses. I probably have to buy a horse, but.
All right, bringing it back up to the council. Does anyone have any questions? No? Okay, I will make a proposal to approve VS250157 Moore Family Trust and Moore Janine M. Trust vacate and abandon easements.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. We can go home now?
Okay, general business. Any general business to speak of? No? Comments by the general public? This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by a majority vote. Next meeting, May 13th. And we're adjourned. Okay, Joe's out.